The Americas.
Bolivia. The justice of crowds. An outbreak of government paranoia.
In the mid-1990s, when he was vice president, Victor Hugo Cárdenas, an Aymara Indian, oversaw the introduction of bilingual education. Pupils were to be taught in their indigenous language as well as Spanish. You might think that would still endear him to Bolivia's Indians. Not so, to some of them at least. Having disappeared from the political limelight for a decade, Mr. Cárdenas recently emerged as a powerful opponent of the new constitution promoted by Evo Morales, a fellow Aymaran who, as president since 2006, claims to be refounding the country along indigenous socialist lines. Ahead of a referendum in January in which voters approved this document, Mr. Cárdenas appeared in opposition television advertisements. He says that the Constitution's endorsement of community justice is a mechanism of abuse. On March 7th, a mob of indigenous people, several hundred strong, attacked Mr. Cárdenas' house in a village on the shore of Lake Titicaca, violently evicting his wife, Lydia Katari, herself an indigenous rights activist, and two of his children before setting fire to his belongings. The few police who turned up did nothing. The assailants claimed that they had staged an act of community justice against Mr. Cárdenas. They later said that they would not allow him, the police or public prosecutors, to enter the area, claiming that the new constitution gives them control over a large swathe of surrounding territory. Mr. Morales may well have had nothing to do with the attack, but his opponents have long claimed that he is opening the way to this kind of mob rule. The Government Information Service implausibly claimed that Mr. Cárdenas had staged the incident himself as a publicity ploy. Certainly, Mr. Cárdenas has emerged as a potential leader for an opposition hitherto dominated by lighter-skinned Bolivians from the eastern lowlands. Under the new constitution, a presidential election is due to be held in December, in which Mr. Morales will seek a second term. And he suddenly looks rattled. In an opinion poll in January by Ipsos Apoyo, a respected pollster, the president's popularity rating had slipped to 53%, 9 points down from November and the lowest level for 2 years. Since then, the government has been shaken by a corruption scandal at YPFB, the state-owned oil and gas company which Mr. Morales revived. Santos Ramirez, the company's president, was sacked and arrested, accused of orchestrating backhanders of over $3 million from a company contract. Other YPFB officials are implicated. What makes this so damaging is that Mr. Ramirez was a senior leader in Mr. Morales's movement to socialism. And the nationalization of the natural gas industry, along with the new constitution, is the president's main initiative. The opposition claims that the policy of giving state companies free rein to sign contracts, which the government says is necessary to sidestep bureaucracy, is a recipe for graft. In another sign of growing official paranoia, Mr. Morales blamed the YPFB imbroglio on the CIA, expelling an American diplomat this week who he claimed was involved. He turfed out the ambassador last year. He still has a bedrock of support among poorer Bolivians of Indian descent in the west of the country. But he's starting to look as if he's on the defensive.